Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The world is getting wackier and wackier on the left. I could give you 15 stories that would make you just, like, you wouldn't even believe it. It's insane what's going on. It's actually kind of fun to watch if it weren't that they weren't winning. I mean, we've got to change the climate here, folks, very quickly. Glad you're with me. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a buzz. The Babylon Bee reported that Biden said he wants all wildfires to be electric by 2025. And that was one of the funniest titles I've seen, because don't be surprised if that demented clown doesn't actually say something that stupid. I mean, what's funny about the Babylon Bee is as soon as you think, oh, okay, these guys are so far off their rocker, you find out the Biden administration asked for exactly that. I was with Seth, the founder of Babylon Bee. I don't know exactly how old. He's the owner at this point. And he did actual news that the Babylon Bee reported as spoof and what came to be true. And it's mind-blowing. It's like you can make up the most silly stuff. Like if you said, okay, I got one for you. The son of the president will be a crackhead who gets kicked out of the Navy because he's on crack. He gets a DUI, goes to rehab multiple times. He can't pass. He then marries his dead brother's ex-wife, or his dead brother's wife, and cheats on her with a stripper. Okay. No, Kevin, stop. You're going too far. No. There's more. Cheats on her with a stripper. Has a baby by the stripper that he doesn't claim, and neither does the family. And then the family puts that guy in charge of the family's business, and a crackhead gets put on the board of multinational companies and actually partners with Chinese spies. Oh my God. And you get, oh man, you're so crazy, Kevin. You're so crazy. You're so funny. I couldn't make it up. What other stories could you make up? Joe Biden trips and falls over an invisible sandbag, falls down up the stairs, can't put two sentences together, says that Russia is at war with Iran. I mean, how many things can you make up and think it's insane? If you said, well, the president believes that Russia is at war with Iran, then yeah, go Babylon Bee on anything and wait a week and watch what happens. Speaking of those crooked Bidens, who are under fire and should be under fire for sure, there's a new noun for Bidenomics. It used to be, you know, everything you used to buy doubles or triples in price, but the Democrats act like you should be happy about it. But here's a new one. Bidenomics is when you and your family make millions from foreign nationals by providing what seems to be no services other than access and influence. It's a strategy that involves setting up over 20 shell companies and having Vice President Joe Biden as a family member. Bidenomics. It's funny to me to watch these guys try to figure out what's the wiggle space that we're going to have in order to make this work. And you know what it is? Their wiggle room is, Joe Biden's such a good father. He's a good father. I mean, come on, man. Joe Biden, what a daddy. And I've told you guys, I've said it many times on this program, I will give credit where credit is due. Joe Biden is a good father. In the sense that he sticks by his crackhead son no matter what. He's going to bat for his son. Joe Biden talks about family. He backs it up. He has put all of his family into his crooked businesses down to grandbabies. He makes sure that they are all taken care of. And then he lies to the American public and says, no, I didn't do anything wrong. You know why Joe Biden doesn't think he's done anything wrong? Because for Joe Biden, this is what he should be doing for his family, man. Don't you guys see this? I hate to have to school you like this so early. I know many of you are going, Kevin, we get you at midnight. Why are you schooling us so early in the morning, bro? I'm schooling you because that's it. If you want to understand the leftist mind is the end justifies the means. Joe Biden doesn't care. He's doing what a good daddy does, a good granddaddy does, a good uncle, a good brother, a good cousin, whatever. Joe Biden is doing the right thing here. Don't you see it? He's sticking up for his family, man. I mean, come on, y'all. That's what Anna Navarro said. Joe Biden, this is the love of a father for his son. And I give him credit because let me tell you what. I had a crackhead daddy. I don't have a crackhead sons. I have a crackhead daddy. I decided I would stop the nonsense in my family. So I made sure my kids went to school and learned stuff and understood the dangers of drugs and all that. And because I've never used a drug in my life, I think they got it. You get what I'm saying? But I had a crackhead daddy. So I understand what crack does. And it was funny, I'm talking to my younger brother, David, who was raised by our crackhead father. We're half siblings. And he cried to me on the phone and said, Kev, my life could have been so different, but I had to raise my father. That's what my brother said to me. I had to raise my father. He said to me, Kevin, a kid should not have to know the stuff that I know. Because he told me. I want you to see, understand that this is at the time he was talking to me about this, this was a 37-year-old man who's telling me this. Man, I should not have had to do and see the things that I saw as a kid, but I had to raise my crackhead daddy and my crackhead mother. Y'all want to talk to me about knowing? I know a little bit about what happens in the culture. Anyway, the Biden family crooked. Babylon Bee couldn't be. I'm going to go back and look at some of their titles and try to map them to what's going on in the country right now. We've got the DOJ that lies. We've got, I'm talking about across the board, Clapper, CIA head of the NSA, former heads that lie. 51 former intel officers will lie. The FBI covers up laptops, notebooks, all kinds of stories, bank records, etc. The administration and the group that says they want to be so transparent and so open will cover up everything. You have to do FISA FOIA requests just to get information about their finances and stuff. If Joe Biden is so open about classified documents and the dealings that he's done, expose it. Say, here you go, guys. Where are the FBI raids on them? And then Hunter Biden gets a sweetheart deal to get out of this stuff that he... Oh, come on, people. This is Babylon Bee. Right in reality, right in your face. And the question is, how long are you going to tolerate? What are you going to do about it? Well, I have a few ideas. We'll be back. Keep it going.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
5 days ago, the IRS whistleblower revealed that Crooked Joe sat in the room while his son Hunter messaged a Chinese Communist Party official, a leader, a very top person. I am sitting here with my father, and we would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled. In other words, where the hell is the cash? Tell the director that I would like to resolve this right now before it gets out of hand, and now means tonight. I never knew it was that tough. I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person he knows, you will regret not following my direction. I'm sitting here waiting for the call with my father. What the hell is going on? Joe Biden is a compromised president. They have full control over our president. Once again, Trump was right. I've been right about a lot of things.
Trump read from Hunter Biden's speech. That's what that was. And whoever did that, they clipped it because obviously Trump probably went on quite a while. But they kept it under a minute. And I thank him for that. But he hit the highlights. And he literally read Hunter's own words and said, here's the man talking. I'm sitting next to my daddy. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to destroy you. And we've read it on this program before, and you've heard it. You've heard it discussed. But let me tell you why it's such a big deal that Trump did this. It's absolutely, I won't call it genius, because it's just, to me, common sense that Trump would take what the Bidens have done and read it out loud, because that's what the left would do. The left would say, I don't care what's going on in the world. Trump, we got a recording of this or that. Forget it. Don't pay attention to that. Put the news out there you want out there. That's what Trump did. Now, he's also, I'll play a clip here in a bit where, you guys know which one I'm talking about. Anyway, I'll play a clip where Trump does address, he says, they're just BS, they're going after me, you know, but whatever. But this is the best thing he could do, because this is him saying, I don't care what they're saying about me. Let me tell you what they said. Let me tell you what they did. And now they got problems. Because the number one guy in the news, Donald Trump, he is without question the number one news item in America, possibly in the world. I don't think anything is discussed more than Donald Trump. There may be things that temporarily knock him out of the block, but he's like Tiger Woods. He's going to be number one in the news cycle consistently. And so, being that, he's exposing what the Bidens did. They can't cover him without the other. I'm just showing you how the algorithms work. When you pull up Trump, they wanted to come up with all the,
Trump is under indictment, classified this and classified that.
But they can't pull him up without Trump's other stuff hitting the algorithm. It's going to come up.
Donald Trump speaks about Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden.
Not to mention, you know, we're talking about it because we should be. I told you the other day, why are we the worst thing we could do is the other side of media. And by the way, I don't consider myself media. I'm just a political voice, you know, it's opinion. But what we should be, I'm not going to focus, Donald Trump said this or that. I don't care. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't care what Donald Trump did with classified documents. I don't care if he read them publicly. I don't care if he showed them to his grandbabies. Doesn't matter to me. I know the guy he cares about this country. And here's what also I know. I know whatever he did, the left did 10,000 times worse. I'll put it to you this way. You are never going to hear Donald Trump on the phone with a foreign leader saying, I'll get the FBI off of this and don't worry about it and go ahead and wire me that $5 million or whatever. You're not going to hear anything like it. You're not going to hear anything about his kids saying, hey, let's get a piece together of this and I'm sitting here next to my father and you better do something, whatever. What you will hear of Donald Trump talking about is the things that his businesses are about. You'll hear that. You'll hear about real estate. You'll hear about golf venues. You'll hear about big buildings being built. You'll hear a lot of stuff. But you won't hear about grift and graft and all this other stuff like the Bidens. And you won't hear about 15 or 20 different accounts meant to launder money. Donald Trump is an open book. Think about it. Joe Biden says, I released all my taxes. Okay, let's see every one of these shell companies. Open that up, Joe. By the way, media, where are you in demanding this? What would they have said if Donald Trump had 15 or 20, I think it's 20, 20 different LLCs set up to launder money? What would they be talking about? That's what we should be talking about. Why does Joe Biden have to have 20 shell companies set up to bring money in? Why is Joe Biden paying all these members of his family? Why are there recordings of Joe Biden saying, the FBI is not investigating this aid. You can go ahead and forward the money. Why is there a money trail leading to all these different banks, etc.? Why is it that the FBI hasn't looked into this? Why did they avoid looking into all the other stories that we've talked about when the whistleblowers were blowing the whistle? Why did they ignore the IRS? Why is Merrick Garland now under fire because he claims that he didn't want anybody to? They could have done whatever they wanted. No, they didn't. They did it at his request. There's not been anything that's happened to the Bidens that would have happened to anybody else, or I should say this, any other conservative that isn't beyond the pale. But then they say this, oh, we don't have a dual system of justice. Well, then what is it? How many systems do we have? Because I know this, there certainly is one for the elites. I'm going to bet there's another one, too, for maybe the people who could pay their way out. Maybe they're not quite elite status, but they have money. And then there's the other system for the rest of us. The people just go out there and work hard and do what we're supposed to do, play by the rules, and get screwed. Trump said something at the very end of that clip. And two statements. Well, one, it really matters, but he said Trump was right. It turns out I was right about a lot of things. Those are the two things that he said. Well, let me tell you, it isn't Trump was right. It's that Trump is right. He's been right all along. From the moment he announced it was fake news and they make stuff up, to everything that you've seen has validated what he said. It's all fake, and it's what they orchestrate. And he essentially alluded to this. This swamp will do whatever it wants to you. And unless somebody exposes it to you, you will never know the game. And I'm going to tell you right now, as God is my witness, I thought I knew what was going on inside of politics. I thought I knew it before I even got in it. I thought, oh, man, come on, y'all. This isn't the way this works. I was dead wrong on that. How many of you were dead wrong in what you thought politics were? Because I was. I was dead wrong. So there's that. And then I got into politics, and I got in the inner circle with a lot of people hobnobbing with congressmen and senators and judges and what have you. And I'm going to tell you something. The inner dirty belly of politics, I'm just beginning to scratch the surface. Wow. It makes me wonder what other people know. What are the people that go to these Bilderbergs and all these things at the, you know, in Switzerland and Davos and all this, these G8 summits, what do they know? Because I'm going to tell you, I'm a layman, and I'm somewhat of an insider. Keep it here, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court says a Christian business owner can refuse to create same-sex marriage websites. Constitutional law professor and attorney Jonathan Turley says this is a huge win for free speech.
So what the court is saying here is that with these types of creative products, it is speech. And for those of us in the free speech community, this is an amazing moment. This will go down as one of the most important free speech cases in the history of the court. It'll go down as one of the most important cases Gorsuch has ever handed down, in my view.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. More than 100 million Americans are under air quality alerts as smoke from wildfires in Canada continues to move across the United States. Alerts are out from Wisconsin to Vermont and down to North Carolina. Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's horrible. Look, it was a rigged election. That's the only way they can win. These incredible poll numbers are one of the main reasons the Marxist left is weaponizing the criminal justice system to try and stop us. If I wasn't running, or if I was doing badly in the polls, all of this investigation bullshit would stop immediately. Stop immediately.
The left are emboldening Trump and Trump supporters. I feel the energy returning back to Donald Trump. And I, look, there are people out there that may like DeSantis or other candidates. I'm telling you what's the reality. I'm going to be up front. I personally believe Trump deserves a second term like the flowers need the rain. I believe that wholeheartedly. I don't have to see enough any more of what they're attempting to do to this man before I say I want to give him a fair shake. It would be like you went to a fight and the judges all scored it for the other opponent, and you know it was rigged. I mean, the guy just bloodied the dude up. The dude had contusions on his head, and the other opponent, in this case Trump, could have fought him in a tux. Okay, but they gave the fight to the other dude. And then because this has happened. I've been to these fights where what fight were you looking at? This dude completely dominated the guy, but because it was in the hometown or the judges, for whatever reason, they had money on it, who knows? They gave it to the other guy. This is one of those where a rematch is absolutely mandatory. And you know what the outcome's going to be. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hey, before I continue, Eric, cousin, love you, man. Happy birthday. I know you listen to the program. We call each other every year on our birthdays. You know I'm going to give you a call. But I just want to say publicly, Eric and I grew up together a year apart, and we've always called each other on our birthdays. We were like brothers, like I was with most of my cousins growing up. And Eric is a stellar guy, just in every way. Good father, good friend, great cousin, good family member, and a God-loving person. And I hate to think about the year that one of us won't be calling the other. So every year leading up to that, I want to make sure we relish that because we have always done it. We always will continue to do it until God sends us home. And just want to say happy birthday, brother. Anyway, going back to what Trump said, rigged elections. says, if I were doing badly in the polls, the investigations would stop. He's exactly right. And see, there's a cabal against Donald Trump. You should know about it. It's all about lawsuits. Keep him busy. And this is what I would tell you. Please answer this for me. Who do you think could go through the BS in New York with Alvin Bragg, which isn't done, by the way, the BS in New York State with Letitia James, the pending lawsuits they say are happening in Georgia, the existing lawsuits that are happening with the classified documents, E. Jean Carroll, the most nonsensical lawsuit I've ever seen, and I'm going to talk about that in just a second because Donald Trump is suing her. But on and on. And then we learn, oh, the Justice Department isn't going to allow this or that. Now they want to know what happened to the Secret Service's J6 messages, as if this all involves Donald Trump. And you know what? There are people inside of the Republican Party who are people that are supposedly saying things like, well, I like Donald Trump and I voted for him, but I'm really tired of all of the scandals and all the things that are surrounding him. You know why I don't believe that? Because anybody who's paying attention would say, I recognize it for what it is. These people are lying skanks. They want us to abandon Trump. And I'm telling you, look, maybe there are these one-offs. I'm not going to tell you that there aren't people that are, because I did. I met a couple. But you know what? Almost every one of them, these are just friends. And by the way, this is an ad hoc poll. It's not official. But I had a couple of friends that said, you know, Kevin, I'm just kind of sick of Trump, blah, blah, blah. And then I come back later and I go, you know what, man? I get it. I've seen leftists do it. I've seen people who were formerly anti-Trump. What's this lady's name? Nancy something? She goes, Trump actually tried to primary me, but I see what's going on now. The more they pile on, the more you see what's happening. And every time they do something else, you just go, yep, they're going after him because he's not guilty of something. And then it's worse in their, works out worse in their favor. Why? Because when they come back and you see that, oh, they let Hunter get away with it. Oh, they let Joe Biden get away with it. Oh, they let Hillary Clinton get away with it. Oh, they let James Comey get away with it. You go, oh, I get it. Here's what this hot air lady named Karen Townsend wrote. A growing consensus is that former President Trump may win the Republican presidential primary race, but he will not win the general election. Really? So what is that based on? I'm just curious. Is it based on this fantastic economy? Is it based on this amazing stance we have in the world where we're funding wars of other countries for no reason? What is it based on that would make somebody say, boy, I tell you what, nobody likes this Donald Trump? Because Lord knows we hated energy independence. Lord knows we hated that stirring economy that where the stock market was shooting up, 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 and growing leap at year after year, setting record after record. No, we don't want any of that. We want to go back to manufacturing being offshore, to dependence on China, to a trade deficit that's going now setting records. You want to look at the trade deficit? You want to tie the Bidens to China? Holy cow. How have they not impeached this man when you look at our trade deficit alone? And now what? We get confirmation that COVID was a bioweapon? I don't know if you heard this. We'll get to it maybe in the second hour. Yes. COVID indeed was developed by Chinese, and it was an experiment gone wrong, bioweapon that, you know, probably should have killed us all. And don't be surprised if Fauci and team didn't want it to kill more of us than it actually did. They didn't want it to be more efficacious. I mean, pick your words you want, but Fauci, don't be surprised if they wanted us to die in bigger numbers. That's the part of the experiment that went wrong, is it didn't kill enough of us. Anyway, she goes on, Speaker McCarthy's comments Tuesday may indicate he is of the same decision. Trump is comfortably ahead in the polls so far. He uses the indictment announcements against him to fundraise and to highlight a two-tiered system of justice. There's one standard for Trump and one for the Biden family or any other Democrat that does some questionable actions. Two things can be true at the same time. Trump is being prosecuted for political reasons and his actions cause his current situation. Yeah, they could be. Or it could just be that he's being politically prosecuted. It could just be the one. I mean, look, I don't know all the deals with classified documents, but I do know this. Hillary Clinton had them, destroyed her evidence, and a multitude of ways. She destroyed her evidence the way Joe Biden sets up LLCs, and not a thing happened. But suddenly with Trump, the guy who says make America great has no connections to China, Russia, Ukraine, or anything else, and he's the one under scrutiny. I mean, come on. Karen Townsend says he does himself no favors as it is discovered there are tapes proving his actions in his own voice. What do the tapes prove? We played them. Ask about the question they should be asking is, why did Trump have to make a tape to explain, here's what Milley, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the guy who's in control of our military, here's what he was doing. Here's how he was plotting against me. And he's got to explain this. And you know what they do? They make Trump the guilty guy. Oh, he was showing a document that showed that they were trying to perform a coup against him. How dare he try to show evidence of his innocence and of what they were trying to do? How dare he show the sedition, the traitorous efforts of his chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff? How dare he? Says the question is whether or not we reach a point when the legal troubles for the former president become so overwhelming that nothing else is being discussed in the Republican primary. He sucks all the oxygen out of a room, she writes. At that point, even some of the most diehard, only Trump voters may begin to look for an alternative candidate. This isn't 2015 and Trump's constant name-calling and trash-talking against everyone, but mostly other Republicans during the primary gets old. Republican voters are bored with it in 2023. Most think it's time to move on. Trump has an age problem, too. He's not frail, she goes on. So here's what I want to tell you. Everything she says is pure conjecture. So she's certainly entitled to say it. But I'll tell you this. If this is the case, how's he getting so many more people now back on his team? I've seen it. I've heard it. Now, mine is conjecture too, but I'm doing it based on what I see from lots of people. I'm not out here to make things up. I know what's going on. I get invited to the rallies, and I get updates from these rallies. She's completely off base here. But there's a faction of people inside the conservative movement who want this. They are funding these types of articles.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Every time I hear the attacks on Trump, I think to myself, it would be like the Jamaican fans screaming, "Don't let Usain Bolt run in the next Olympics. We cannot have another Usain Bolt. He's too controversial. He wins too much." Welcome back, everybody. Wow. Well, if you want to get rid of Trump, it makes me wonder, what is your level of expectation? What could you possibly? Who could replace him?
Oh, Kevin, DeSantis did a great
job. Yeah, he did. DeSantis did a good job in Florida. Some would even say he did a great job in Florida. But does that make him a great president? See, it's easy to, John McCain, he was a great senator. Some people thought that. I didn't. And John McCain was a centrist. Oh, the media will love John McCain because he likes to reach across the aisle. And you know what they did? They destroyed the man. And I'm kind of glad they did, because John McCain was a loose cannon. I'm glad they did. But who do you want? What level? Think about the Democrats. What is their standard? Their gold standard is Barack Obama. You can't get any better. And yet, Joe Biden has managed to get 11 million more votes than he got. Joe Biden has gotten away with much more than Barack Obama, the guy who said, don't let Joe anywhere near the presidency. Don't let this guy have what I had. He will ruin it for everyone. Joe Biden, I'm just telling you, if you can let Joe Biden be president, it's like driving a taxi. It's not that big of a deal. Go get your hack license, go drive a cab. So easy, even a caveman can do it. Do 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 do. You remember that little theme song? Da 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 da. So easy a caveman can do it. Oh man, they want to get rid of Trump. Here's what this lady wrote: old people repeat the same stories and opinions over and over again. That's what Trump does, she says. During every interview, he rehashes the 2020 election. Yeah, he's doing it because he's wanting to remind people that he's, you know, senile and he forgets that he's already told you the story. Or it could be that he's saying, I know what they did to me. We can't let it happen again. If you're going to vote, it's important. But no, no, for her, it's senility. He rehashes the same stuff, tells the audience that the election was stolen from him. He also exaggerates his leads in polls. He thinks that he has all the votes he needs to win, all wrapped up right now. Not only is that a dangerous way of thinking, but it's just not reality. Yeah, I'm sure Trump knows, you know, that it's over. The race is over. He said it. I'm sure that's what he believes. Or, you know what? I don't know how this lady thinks, this person who wrote this article, but I believe this. I'm about to say something totally controversial. I believe the children of the future. No, I believe you can will things to happen. I believe you can say it so much that you actually believe it and that you will actually try to achieve it. That's what I believe. I believe Trump is that kind of a guy. It says, I'm going to put this karma into the universe and I'm going to watch it come back to me. That's what I think. She says on CNBC Squawk Box Tuesday, McCarthy said, can he win that election? Yeah, he can. The question is he the strongest to win the election? I don't know that answer. Now, I don't know whether McCarthy was trying to play coy so he could, you know, not lose anybody with, you know, because there's some people that do like the other candidates. I think it's a smart answer. He's saying, look, he's a front runner. Things can change. Don't know. It's not for me to say who should be. If McCarthy's stance is that, I completely agree with it. Do you? I don't think the head of the House majority guy, the majority leader, should be putting his finger on the scale. Now, here's what I will tell you. He's doing it, but he's not admitting it. He says, but anyone can beat Biden. Yeah, anyone can beat Biden, he went on. Can Biden beat other people? Yes, Biden can beat them. It's on any given day. See, now that's where I think McCarthy needs to learn a lesson. This is where the Republicans lose their voters. Because people go, why would you say that? You should say, here's what McCarthy should have said. Not only could any candidate that makes it through our system beat Biden, we've done it before, we'll do it again. But he wouldn't say that because he was one of the people that said the election was fair. He can't go against that. Now, he could if he had a pair. He could say, you know what? There was a time where I thought the election was fair. In light of everything that's happened since I became Speaker, I can tell you, I don't believe the election is fair. I believe we beat Biden. I believe that we won the 2022 midterms overwhelmingly. And now, our focus as Republicans needs to be on, one, picking the right candidates, and two, protecting the vote. Could have said something like that. but he didn't. Trump has been widely pegged as a GOP frontrunner and leads his nearest competitor, Governor DeSantis, by 30.6 percentage points in the Real Clear Politics national polling average. So that's on the average. Trump is 30.6% ahead of DeSantis. The same outlet shows Trump, 77, that's his age, narrowly leading the 80-year-old Biden in a 2024 popular vote, 43.8% to 43.6%. See, this is where I start to cry foul. I don't believe that. They go on, this should be a winning election cycle for Republicans, especially the presidential race, because Biden and Harris are both so unpopular and their policies have failed to provide results Americans are looking for their everyday lives. Some pie-in-the-sky infrastructure bill that won't reap results for years, if ever, doesn't do much for voters when they go to the polls in 2024. Will Republicans snatch a defeat from the jaws of victory? It's happened too frequently lately to not think about that. Let me say this. If it weren't for Trump running in 2016, you would have had Hillary Clinton as a president. Guarantee you. So, from 2016 to 2020, Trump showed the world what a good presidency looks like. Then the coup happened. Then we get people like this who want to attack Trump. And in effect, I always want you to remind you of this. In effect, they're attacking you. How dare you? Says the tide may be turning, though, because it is very unusual for McCarthy to say the quiet part out loud. He's usually pretty good about talking up Trump and the Republican chances in 2024 by admitting that Trump may not be the best or strongest candidate in 2024. That is a noticeable statement. He did soften the blow by saying he thinks Trump's impeachment should be expunged because they never should have happened. He softened the blow? He essentially said they lied. They never should have done it. Which, by the way, domino effect means they lied about what? Everything else? I'll help you. I'm not going to let you wait on finding that answer for yourself. He says, as for the indictments that came out of Manhattan and the 37-count federal indictment in Miami, McCarthy said they help Trump in polling. I want to ask you this question. Who do you know that has gone through what Trump has, who's been beat up to the level that he has, even close, who then started polling okay? I mean, if you believe that strategy, the Democrats should revive Anthony Weiner. Maybe Cuomo should be their candidate. Wasn't he one of the guys being mentioned for president a while back? Maybe Michael Avenatti. Think about all these knuckleheads that thought they could be president or were being touted for president or whatever. Kamala Harris, many others. Look at them. Look at their polling. Let me ask you, have you seen any Gavin Newsom polling? Have you seen any? Would Trump beat Newsom? Will Trump beat Biden? They want you to believe it's two old guys well beyond their prime going at each other. Well, only one of the guys is well beyond his prime, and that would be Joe Biden. I'm going to help the left is listening to the program. He says, it makes it complicated. It also helps him. He's talking about Trump polling well despite the indictments. He says that makes it complicated. No, it doesn't. What it does is tell you what people are really thinking. They're saying, I don't care. He added that if Trump is a GOP nominee for the third cycle, sheer policy to policy, it's not good for Republicans. It's good for America. Trump policies are better, straightforward, than Biden's. It's complicated. No, what's complicated about that? They go on to say McCarthy hasn't endorsed anybody. Good. It's not his job. But there will be. He will endorse. And I'm going to make your prediction. McCarthy will eventually endorse Donald Trump. He'll have to.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.